The Americas.
Colombia. Blocking the schoolhouse door. A powerful teaching union tries to keep pupils at home.
Learning has always been difficult for Samuel Duván Rodríguez, a 7-year-old with a neurodevelopmental disorder. It has become tougher still since his school in Bogotá, Colombia's capital, closed because of COVID-19. His mother says he uses her phone to log in to his teacher's lessons, but he seems to take in little. It doesn't help that he has to share the device with his 10-year-old brother. Lately, however, neither child is learning anything at all, as all their teachers have been on strike. If all goes to plan, schools in Colombia will finally reopen over the next 2 weeks, with most back by July 15th. Better late than never. Schools in Mexico and Brazil have already started to resume in-person teaching. By contrast, in Colombia, children have borne one of the longest educational lockdowns in Latin America. Mostly, this is due to FECODE, the powerful state school teachers' union. It is part of the National Strike Committee that convened the anti-government protests that have convulsed Colombia since April 28th. As thousands took to the streets, its members refused to teach for at least 50 days. On July 8th, as The Economist went to press, it was planning another march in the capital against reopening schools. The union is one of the most powerful in Latin America, a region already full of overmighty unions. Fully 87% of Colombia's public school teachers signed up to it. It has a history of throwing its weight around. In 2015, it went on strike to oppose a proposal to use more stringent measures to evaluate teachers. After 3 weeks, the government caved in. Since then, the union has felt emboldened, says Isabel Segovia, an education analyst. The pandemic has further strengthened it. FECODE teachers initially refused to teach because they believed it put them at risk of catching the virus, with some good reason. Around 11% of Colombia's schools lack running water, making hand washing impossible. Even so much of the reason for the strike is political. The union wants a basic income program that would cost 6% of GDP and to help elect a left-wing government in next year's elections. Nelson Alarcón, a union leader, says all teachers should be vaccinated before FECODE agrees to resume classes. Ideally, children should be vaccinated too. All teachers should stop working, he says, until the government adapts every school with water and enough space for students to learn at 2 meters apart. Like many union leaders, he sees no reason to compromise. The government has continued to pay teachers' salaries as they sit at home, so they have little incentive to get back to work. Iván Duque, Colombia's president, has bungled his response to the teachers. Around 25% of Colombians have had one jab, less than in Argentina, Brazil, and Mexico. Until recently, many teachers have indeed not been vaccinated. In parts of the country, fitness trainers got their jabs first. For the government, education is not a priority, claims Sandra Garcia of the School of Government at Los Andes University in Bogotá. Last year, it set aside $106 million of its pandemic emergency budget of $4 billion to adapt schools for social distancing. But the measure came months after schools had been shut, says Oscar Sanchez, a former Secretary of Education for Bogotá. The funds were also dispersed to local governments, many of which are weak or corrupt. Colombian students were already poorly served relative to their peers. Since the 2000s, the government has spent 4% of GDP on education, less than in other poor Latin American countries. As there are not enough state schools, around half of children attend school in shifts. Teachers are poorly paid. Nearly a third of primary school teachers do not have a degree. Meanwhile, although data are patchy, it seems that many children may not bother to go back to school. A study by Ms. Garcia suggests the dropout rate for Bogota this year could be around 8%. It is usually around 3% nationally. Some teenagers are joining gangs. The pandemic and the school closures will result in a lost generation, worries Ms. Segovia.